You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The U.S. dollar has lost ground during this pandemic. That literally means that people around the world are less interested in holding U.S. dollars, collectively less interested in either buying from or investing in the U.S. It may not be as bad as it sounds, though. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, the U.S. dollar is supposed to be the place where the world goes during times of crisis, and yet it has fallen 10% in value since March. Does that mean the world does not view the U.S. as the safe haven it used to?
I don't think it's as dramatic as that. The decline is, you know, it's large, but it still leaves the dollar above where it was, say, in 2018. So I think it's one, the fact that the recovery is proceeding in most of the world. So some of that safe haven fear is leaving the market. And two, it's a reflection that other countries' recoveries are outperforming the U.S. So actually, their assets look more attractive relative to dollar assets.
If the U.S. dollar has lost ground, is there a place in particular where global investors are turning instead?
Yes, it is mostly other advanced economies. So the dollar is losing ground versus the euro or the Japanese yen, but not so much emerging markets. So there's still a lot of risk in the world, and emerging markets are still viewed with a skeptical eye, but it really is the other advanced economies whose recoveries are proceeding, who've managed their pandemics and are moving on, versus the U.S., where we're still struggling to gain a foothold and maybe even losing momentum.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.